time for our Alrighty Monday Morning Conversation. As promised, we're talking Hometown Christmas coming here to Tomahawk. And Delph and Roxanne are here from the Hometown Christmas Committee. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Was that both of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Synchronization.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to have issues here. But anyway, let's just get into this. I was looking at the calendar. I was thinking this weekend. No, it's another week away. Friday, December 8th kicks off a Hometown Christmas. And Roxanne, here we are again. It's kind of evolved over the years, hasn't it?
Oh, a great deal. It's evolved over the years. It's gotten way bigger.
Yeah.
Way bigger. Did you notice that we set the stage outside? Got that snow out
there. Oh, the snow, yes.
Yeah, all set the stage for Christmas. Yep, we're all ready.
Yes, it's looking a lot like Christmas out there now with this weather this weekend, and it sure feels like it out there, too, now. So let's talk about Hometown Christmas. What is it all about, Roxanne? Why don't you get us started?
Well, the event started originally is that we wanted to bring the small Hometown Christmas feel back to downtown Tomahawk for Christmas. When Delph and I were kids, we would come downtown on Friday night and go Christmas shopping, and the stores would stay open later, and there was just that hometown feel. And we kind of gotten away from that for a few years, and we decided to get together. Delpha, myself, Mary, and Terry and Michelle got together, and we decided that we needed to bring that back downtown to Tomahawk and bring that hometown feel back.
So, Delpha, this is what, the second or third year of this iteration of our Christmas celebration?
The fifth year.
Fifth already.
This is our fifth year.
Wow. Okay. I it's hard to believe, but you look for the tartan downtown. That's when you know it's Hometown Christmas season, right?
Yep. Yeah, we got the new banners up this year, so we're all over the place. Wherever you look, you see Hometown now.
Yes, and so the businesses are going to cooperate. They're going to stay open late and everything. That's all set already, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
So good reason to come at Tomahawk and do some shopping on Friday, December 8th. Okay, what about all the other stuff besides the shopping? Let's get into that. When does everything start downtown?
Well, we're going to start lining up the parade at 3:30. The parade will line up on the east end of Wisconsin Avenue down by Crossbridge Community Bank.
Okay.
And we'll start lining up at 3:30. The parade will kick off at 4:30 p.m. sharp. It sounds like, with the way the registrations are going, that we are going to be an immensely large parade. We have quite a few registrations of people who were not in last year, plus the people that are coming back this year from last year.
Are there ways to still get registered, or are we full?
Absolutely.
Up?
Okay. Oh, no. You can register. There is a form on our Facebook page, Hometown Christmas. You can just go on there, print it off, and email it or text, you know, take a picture and text it to me. Or for you less than tech-savvy people, there is a book down by Tomahawk TTT that you can go down there and actually write out a paper copy of a registration form and just leave it right in the book. We ask that you register ahead of time, but otherwise we'll register you the night of if you know, the weather's great and you decide to show up. So
if it's a Facebook/Hometown Christmas Tomahawk, is that how people can get to it on Facebook? Okay. And you can get your registration there. Delph, I grew up in Appleton, Wisconsin, and as a kid, what reminds me of Christmas is the Avenue of the Angels. It was so decorated, so nice there at Christmas time with all the angels. Not sure if you ever saw that. But all the department stores, we had a Gimbel's, we had H.C. Prangy, and we had a Kresge's. And they did up their front windows big time. There was all the animation out there, animatrons, and Santa's workshop. And as a kid, you sat in front of those windows just mesmerized. So that what reminds me of a Hometown Christmas, kids in front of the business windows. And we're going to have that in Tomahawk, right?
That's the big draw on December 8th. The parade is, you know, kicks it off and stuff, and we ask that people stay UTV, ATV parade. That's
okay.
What we started. That's what we'd like to keep it.
Okay.
And then the windows come alive at 5 o'clock. The manicas go into every window on Main Street. And I think Mary said there's about 50 of them.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And they're all live mannequins. And this year our theme is Christmas around the world. So all the windows are going to represent different areas of the world. Each store is picking a country or their heritage or whatever.
Okay.
So that's gotten to be huge. It's just people just clamor to be a mannequin in our windows on December 8th.
So live mannequins, real
live
people.
Live mannequins, real mm-hmm. people. Yep. All yep. the way from 2-year-olds up to 90-year-olds.
Okay.
We find something for everybody.
So no machines in the windows here in Tomahawk. We have live mannequins nope. in our windows here. Again, that gets going. So the parade starts at 4:30. The mannequins will start getting into the windows from 5 o'clock, and then they'll stay in there till 6:30.
Till 6:30, yeah. They yep. start getting tired, and people are always are cold. They've walked around. They've been in town all afternoon. So they're ready to wind her down about 6:30, 7 o'clock.
So this is a one-night thing. It's not like these windows are going to come alive again on Saturday the next day, and it's not going to be. This is a one-night thing, right?
It's a one-night thing, yep. The mannequins are just on Friday night. The windows stay decorated for a few days just so people can keep walking around and looking. But yeah, this is a one-night event, and we pack a lot into that about 2.5-3 hours.
The weather was rather inclement last year, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the end.
Yeah, and it just snowed and snowed and snowed, right?
Yep.
Okay.
But that did not stop anyone
no.
from coming down.
Right.
There was people walking around with inches of snow on the top
yes.
of their hat.
Kids were making snow angels on the sidewalk. It was wonderful. People just love this. Mm-hmm. If you could go down and listen to the conversation, they say things like it's a Hallmark card, or this
yeah.
is just like when I was a kid. I mean, people mm-hmm. love it. It
yeah.
just gives them that good feeling.
Well, we've got the start. The base is here right now, and the way the weather forecast looks, it's going to stay cold for a while, so I think if we continue to get a little bit of snow here and there, at least we're going to have the white mm-hmm. For our white hometown Christmas. December 8th, that's a Friday evening. Everything gets going at 4:30. You want to be in the parade, go to their Facebook page. That's Facebook, Hometown Christmas, and all the all the registration materials there. ATVs and UTVs are the only motorized things that are allowed in the parade. It's Christmas around the world theme, and let's talk about Santa letters. Now, this is something that that's also something that reminds me of being a little kid, writing our letter to Santa Claus. What's the protocol here in Tomahawk, Roxanne?
Well, the protocol is that you need to pick up a form letter either at City Hall or at the Chamber, fill it out completely because Santa needs some addresses, and then Santa will write a letter back.
Really?
Yes.
He's busy this time. Did somebody clear this with the big guy?
We did. We did. Yeah.
And we have a hotline right to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's radio stations and hometown Christmas people, we have direct lines to Santa Claus.
Yep. You can drop those letters off right in the magic mailbox. That's how they get there so quickly, and then they get back.
So the mailboxes are located at City Hall and Tomahawk Chamber.
Correct.
Pick up the form and make sure they're back in those magic mailboxes by December 12th.
Correct.
Okay, so they can get all that stuff on Friday when they're downtown.
Yep.
Go home over the weekend, fill out all their wishes that they saw in the windows and such like that, and get them back to those mailboxes by December 12th. And, gosh, I can't imagine actually getting a letter back from Santa Claus.
It's a personal handwritten letter, each one.
That's really something.
If we have your name and correct address.
Right.
Santa had to go on a little search last year and track down a couple of kids that forgot to put their names in there. But if you put your name and address so Santa can see who you are and where you live, it's guaranteed.
Santa knows already, but at this time of year, he's so busy, he just doesn't want to recall. He doesn't want to use his memory to go on alone.
Well, he uses the U.S. Postal Service,
yes.
and they need to deliver to the correct address.
Yeah.
Yes,
because he doesn't have time to make two trips around here. That mm-hmm. one night a week, that one night a year, that's a big night for him. And so, we'll cut him a break there. How about the after party? Once everything is all done downtown, then what's going to happen?
Well, this year, the after party will be down at the American Legion, and the Christmas Around the World continues with Irish Fest.
Oh, okay.
So there will be stew and potato soup, I believe, for a free will donation, a cash bar, and just come on in and enjoy the camaraderie that, you know, that everything has to offer in Tomahawk.
I know you two and the rest of the committee start planning this. You'll probably get right at planning for next year on Saturday, December 9th. And so when it comes to putting this whole thing together, how much work is really in? How often are you guys getting together and making sure everything happens the way it's supposed to?
We usually have meetings once a month.
Okay.
And then more often as we get closer to iron out all the details. And we get together. Well, we got together for decorating the trees at City Hall. And we got together for picture day at City Hall. We get on the radio together, and we get together quite often and discuss who's doing what and where we're going. Roxanne, Michelle, and I are kind of the behind-the-scenes, boots-on-the-ground kind of people, you know, handling all the little details and things. Mary and Terry, that's our traveling show, Mary and Terry, they take care of the downtown windows. That's their area.
They've got the trailer that
yes.
we see. Okay.
Yep, that's Mary Smith and Terry Beccaro.
Okay.
They are both well-versed in design and fashion and stuff. And those two get together, and we don't get in their way. If you get in their way, you get run down.
Yeah.
So if they need our help, we're always available. But those two have got that downtown covered. And every year, it gets more spectacular. You think you can't top it, and you walk down those windows, and it's just amazing what they do.
Yep.
Roxanne, you've been the one consistent thing. I remember back, I think it was, you started off with Three Amigas.
Three Amigas, yep.
And then this thing has just grown exponentially over the years. So going back to year one, did you ever see this happening?
I'm going to go with no.
Okay.
The first year was, we just did it. We just did it.
We didn't ask permission. We just did it. We got together. And
the only thing we got permission for was to put the tree stand at the end of Main Street, and that's in the ground. But when I went to city council with that, they thought I wanted to put up a tree stand like deer hunting. At the end of Main Street. And I had to explain, no, we want to put, you know, this stand in the ground so we can put a 32-foot, well, it started out a 25-foot tree. Now it's a 32-foot tree. Down in the ground at the end of Main Street so that we can decorate that community tree every year. They tried to plant one down there, but with all the extra things in the boulevard, it won't grow.
It's right there. The fountain is right
there. Yeah. So we had my son designed a stand, and Daigle Brothers put it, you know, built it, and then the city crew put it in the ground. The tree is 4 feet in the ground, and then above that is the rest of the tree, and this year it was a 32-foot tree that got hauled to town on an 8-foot trailer.
Wow.
That was crazy. By one guy.
He cut it, loaded it on his little trailer, and hauled it in here.
Sound like a man on a mission.
It was.
I can tell you this, coming into town this morning, I come off of 86, so coming into downtown Tomahawk this morning, the light poles were all lit up, and at the end of the street on the east end was that Christmas tree standing there proud, all lit up and looking good. Downtown Tomahawk looks good right now. It's going to look better on December 8th, that Friday night.
It's beautiful, yes.
Do you need any other help on the committee getting this thing going every year? Can you use some more help if anybody says, you know what, I want to be a part of this? I'll bet they can use some more help. Would you welcome that?
Give us a shout.
We're always looking for ideas and suggestions, and you know, this is a community effort.
Yeah.
If you've got something you want to tell us about, let us know.
People come from all over up here, and so maybe bring in a little bit of a lot of folks are transplants up here, and so maybe bring in a little bit of your hometown to your new hometown, bring it to the committee, and that's how it just gets bigger and better every year.
Yep, and there's teams behind the scenes always working on things. I know that Mary's got quite the team that helps her work with the scenery and all the things that are coming. And this year, I think I can only describe it. When I was younger, we went down to Epcot and went around the world at Christmas time.
Okay.
I think that they got their hands full with Hometown Christmas.
Yes, and with the theme Christmas Around the World, we need Christmas around the world this year more than any other year in my recollection.
Yes.
It's a mess out there.
Yes.
Christmas will go a long way to cleaning that up. Delph, any last words here this morning before we let you go?
Well, we've had a couple-day break now. We've been on the go here for quite a few days in a row.
I bet.
And I think everything's pretty much, Mary says she's got everything handled. Her windows are ready to go. She's pretty much, she organizes everything. And we did our pictures with Santa and got that out of the way. So now it's just the Friday night, December 8th, the parade, which we help line up and stuff, and then the windows. And come on downtown. You will not believe your eyes. The parade itself is amazing, and then when the windows come alive with all the people, it's just utterly unbelievable. From where we came from that first year, all we wanted was a Christmas tree on the end of Main Street, and we've grown to this.
What about the Hometown Christmas apparel? Is that going to be available, or is it available now, or will it be available that night? Or is that just for special people who are doing the work behind the scenes?
Well, this is from OK Printing. She did our hoodies for us about 3 years ago. Main Street has hats, gloves,
Mittens
for sale that they put out every year with the whole hometown on. And OK also did another sweatshirt for us this year that says Small Town Hometown Christmas on it. That is kind of a little fundraiser thing. So if anybody wants a special nice, comfy, warm sweatshirt. OK Printing is the place to go to get whatever you want. She'll put anything on a shirt for you.
Got it. And Roxanne, you started this little snowball years ago, and look at how big this thing has become.
Well, a snowball, that is a good analogy, because it just continues to get larger and larger. And I anticipate that it'll be even bigger next year. So if you don't come downtown on December 8th, you're missing out. It is just going to be spectacular. I can't even describe it right now.
I'm sorry, Delpha, go ahead.
That's why we do this. This was our goal. This is our mission statement, if you will, to get people downtown on their hometown street this for Christmas season, mingling, enjoying the view, enjoying the windows, and just feeling good and forgetting their problems. And that is our whole goal. That's why we do this.
Mm-hmm. Before I moved to Tomahawk, being an outsider, Tomahawk's claim to fame was always the 4th of July celebration. Everybody went to Tomahawk in the summertime on the 4th of July. That's just what you do. We're fast becoming known for our hometown Christmas. It's going to be the next thing that we're going to be known for here. This thing just gets bigger and better every single year. So if you're planning a shopping trip, make sure Tomahawk is on your list for Friday, December 8th for our hometown Christmas. Ladies, thank you very much for being here. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And gosh, I'll bet it's going to be packed down there on the 8th.
We love it.
Yep. Merry Christmas.
Thank you both very much.